Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Bullish with a Side of Chaos, featuring Shane, Josh, and Drew. We're in the middle of the holiday season, so first we get into a discussion about real trees versus fake trees. We also quickly talk about the best Christmas movies, but then we get into our domain discussion. We play the domain game featuring 18.org, youradhere.com, Tukey.com and redcastle.com. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We talk about some names coming up for auction, including Olco.com, CremeBrulee.com, TrueCoffee.com, and predictions.org. And with the end of the year approaching, we also get into some predictions from the Sherpas on what they're expecting to see as we enter the new year and see what we've got on tap for 2025. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and then our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And big shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, which is a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors with 3% commissions at cost renewals and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated. They're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at unstoppabledomains.com and see if you qualify for the free transfer in promo. And last, but certainly not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. Now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain, live and direct, actually, here. Really not too far from Thunder Mountain. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends, whether or not they would like to admit it. But let's go ahead. We got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things. We drop some AKAs, all that good stuff. Then we're going to slide into the domain game, where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses, and then we keep scoring. Eventually, somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winner. Josh, I still got your hoodie at the crib, man. Anytime you want to come through, I got you. I got you. And then after that, we've got NameJet and a Jet, which is sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction, and we see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we've got Grand Closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market, trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already covered. So with that, let's go ahead. Oh, and this week, I think since we're in the middle of December, we're coming up on the end of the year. I can't believe it is already like December.
And yeah, wild.
As these days pass, the other day, my wife's like, hey, Christmas card. I'm like, why do we need a Christmas card? We're not there yet. But it's like, we're there. You know, it's like this has been 2024, man, 2024. So maybe we'll do a little year in review, quick thing, see if somebody's got some predictions, some stuff. We won't. Today's show is going to be relatively short because I'm on the road, but we can get into a little bit of what to expect. What are we excited about? What are we nervous about? We got 2025 coming. which is insane. If you said, like, you know, it's all, everything is for me, it's kind of like, what do you call it? It's based on perspective and context. You know, when I was a young kid, I thought people that were my age, you know, if I never thought I'd make it to 2025, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you in your 40s, you might as well be dead. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, now we're the old guys in the room, and it's weird. It's weird, but it's still all good. All right, with that, let me go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need, aka Greybeard the Domain Pirate, aka Lobster Claw. What up, dude? How are you?
I'm great. I'm you know, back and better than ever. I'm you know, just trying to crush it in this last sort of week, you know. 15th, 17th, 18th is pretty much the end of the line for 2024.
Yeah.
So, you know, just trying to take all the money off the table we can for this last week or two of the year. Head down, getting ready to, you know, put a bow on it, and that's it.
All right. That's I'm with it, man. I'm with it. You're back. You know, that bout of pneumonia was pretty serious. The fact that you're like, yeah, I'm back. You know, yeah. Like, you know, you had a rough go when you're like, you're talking about I'm back, like you LL Cool J, you know, but I'm with it, man. That's what's good. Well, welcome. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy, the one and only Shane Culture, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Rowe, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka House of Shane, aka the Culture Vader, aka Blue Oyster Cultura, aka the Culture Personality, doing it for the culture, in Shane in the membrane, in Shane in the blockchain, domain chain. What's up? What's up? I'm hitting them all. I got your list has gotten so long over the time.
It's pretty easy. To be fair, it's pretty easy between Cultura and Shane. There's a lot of rhymes.
That's it, man.
Oh, all good.
Well, as long as we don't have
to. Reminds me, I got to pack honey. I totally forgot. I got 3 orders of honey I got to get out by noon. So
go. Hey.
Totally forgot. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what it yeah. is. Bee House. I mean, so you guys got any holiday stuff going on? What's.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a promotion, but yeah, I got free shipping like everybody. You have to, after $30, it's free shipping, but honey makes a good gift. It's a pretty
makes
good
a
gift.
Great gift. Everybody get to beehouse.com. Billy, put the site up. Bam, bam, bam. Beehouse.com and go get your honey on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's the thing I love about this industry is, you know, we're in domain names and then we sell domains to people that build businesses. And then we get to see all the work that it takes to build those businesses to be able to afford those domains. And man, I've had a good time this year learning that shit is like packaging, delivery, marketing. There's just, I love that stuff. To me, every day, I absolutely enjoy building. And that's, I'm so glad to be there. So yeah, it's been a great.
I like it, man. I like it. Well, I get to be house.
Every day we hustle it.
Every day we hustle.
And I'll throw in there too. The other thing is Josh and I have been doing a weekly Spaces just to keep some consistency during the week. A Sherpa comes out every week. Josh and I are doing a Spaces every week. And we had Booth on there and he couldn't hear a word we said. We couldn't hear a word he said. It was horrible. But we still showed up and we still are going to do it again next week. And so...
Josh, yeah,
I don't know if Josh is having a good time, but I'm having a good time talking. Anytime we can talk more about domains, I'm game. So
Josh looks like the juxtaposition of like his vibe right now compared to his background. You know what I'm saying? So, he looks like Scrooge is like, yo, he looks like a kid being placed in front of the tree for pictures or on Santa's lap. Not having it. But let's go ahead and introduce Josh because he's out the cave. He's downstairs. He's in front of the he's in front of the advent calendar and the elf on the shelf. He's got it all, man. Y'all ain't playing.
Got elf in the background.
On the shelf.
You ain't playing. All right. Well, let's go ahead.
And elf is riding on some unicorn today.
Below me, we got my boy Josh Reason, aka Bjorn Borg, aka Prince Harry, aka Harry Kane, aka Prince Harry Kane, aka Slim Shady, aka Mr. Pickle, live and direct from the downstairs. And you know, I mean, you got like a little chocolate, man. Y'all, the gingerbread house.
Yeah, there's chocolate advent calendars. You used to have those when you were a kid?
Dude, I have one like at the crib now. I'm like, I'm hungry right now looking at yours. I'm like, yo, chocolate's like my weakness. You know what I'm saying? Junk food is where I get caught up. I get caught up, Josh.
Yeah. We got all our Christmas vibes going, man. Look, see it. You got the tree over there.
Ooh, wow. Okay, man. Downstairs. I love the wall. You know what I'm saying? I've seen that in person. House is looking. It's funny. At first, you're like, oh, see, we got all this stuff. And then you turn to like the small tree. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool, I guess. Y'all didn't put up anything on it. No, but it looks good, you know? But then you kept going. And then we see the actual Christmas cheer.
Yeah. We got the chair.
Love it, man.
We got a tree up.
Yeah, you got a real tree?
Yeah, real tree.
Dude, we just, when we moved into this house, we got like these big ceilings and my wife wanted to get a really big tree. So we moved to the fake tree and it's honestly quite disappointing because I've always had a real tree.
Dude, but I'm fake.
The man that sells
it's tree. Real tree or no tree. Get
I'm
that shit.
Fake tree, dog.
Yo, hey, sweetie, I got a great idea for Christmas. Let's intoxicate our children full of plastic nanoparticles and BPAs. When they pull the presents out from underneath our plastic tree.
Can I rip this for my commercial for the nursery?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Come on. County Arbors, let us know. Tell 100%. Us.
100%. Lecture. I just did a TikTok. You have to go to BotanyCon. But yeah, I just did a TikTok on real trees. Like why you want them. They're sustainable. They smell great. Oh, and they smell amazing.
It doesn't just smell good. It's also healthy. That smell, that it's called pinol. It's it's the terpene that's released by the tree that makes it smell like that. And that shit's super good for you. Like,
all right. So let's talk about this.
Get some real tree in the house.
We did the real tree.
That's not even a question.
Dude, we did the real tree and it was a pain in the ass. I hated it. You know, I had to go get it. I had to drag it to my crib.
That's because you don't do things the right way.
I got a Frenchie.
I call his ass up. He delivers it to my house. And when it's time to go, I call his ass up. He comes and picks that shit up. And I pay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's like, yo, all you got to do is be rich and you can enjoy all the fruits of a real tree. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, man.
Listen, Jonathan,
I paid €65, dropped off and picked up. €65. That's literally, basically, it's like rent a tree, but but it's a real tree. It's not, you know.
I love that. I love taking out the work from it because it seemed like a lot of
hell
work.
Yeah. And I don't know what these dudes do, but I'm telling you, like all the trees I ever grew up with, we get a nice Christmas tree. But it was like, the branches start sagging, the needles are falling like crazy.
Yeah,
as soon as you put that thing in the living room, this thing stays robust. This thing's got a better boner than fucking Brian Johnson. it stays up. The leaves
who's
are
Brian Johnson.
He's the guy that's trying to stay really young. He just put out a
poem. Oh, that guy. He
literally looks like an alien.
He doesn't look like a vampire at all, though.
But he put out some new shit.
Great,
where he's like,
you look good.
He's like, you need to reverse age your penis. And it's like, dude, enough's enough. Simmer down.
I mean, there's part of me that I'm like, man, I'd love to like live that long and go all in. And then I'm like, but it also, I don't want to look like a cadaver in the process. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I already did the math. I was like, okay, so get an extra 20, 30 great years, but that means I got like 80 years of being a freaking vampire zombie robot in front of me with no social life. Like, nah.
Well, you're going to outlive all your friends and family, you know what I'm saying? I guess unless you have family on the same routine, you know, then you guys can all be like.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
You know? But hey, shout out to him, man. It's good to have goals and just get on your shit, you know what I'm saying? But back to the tree situation.
Hey, so it's good that somebody's doing it because it gives us like a benchmark. You know what I mean? If that dude makes it 200, then my kids will be like, oh yeah, maybe we'll try that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like it. I like that. It's good to have options too. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. I think you need some.
Speaking of options, we got to keep our message here because this is important. So, right. So we've got three votes for Realtree and I'm the only fake tree vote, but I like the idea. If I could have my tree brought and removed, or I actually don't even mind the process, like going to get the tree is kind of cool. Cause you're like, oh, out and about, you know what I'm saying? You got your Starbucks, you're vibing, you pick your tree. Mm-hmm. But I remember having to drive that thing home on like my Honda Accord. It scratched scratched my car.
Big headache.
I was bad at it.
Big headache.
And the other thing is a drill stand, right? So they have a machine. They put it in there. It levels it. They drill a hole in the bottom. And you put the stand on and you just stand it up. No more leveling.
That's it. That's what we got. Done. No, none of this tipping tree.
And you
got
to water it, though, right? You got to water it.
You got to put water in it. But my God, what do you want to do? Why don't you just not celebrate Christmas and then just get cars?
That's what kids are for. That's what kids are for.
I know, but that's the problem with my kids. I tell them,
My son can't wait. He goes, can I water the tree?
Absolutely won't do it.
Twice a day he wants to water the tree.
That tree's going
to
catch on fire if my kids
are. And you get the tube. Like, you ever seen the tube? You hold it up and you pour the water in the top. It's like a long stick. The kids love doing that. Hell, they'll do it for free. You got to learn to work the system. Have somebody deliver it. Have the kids water it. You just don't know what you're doing is really what it comes down to.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. This is why this is such an important conversation and why we needed to have this on the show, because this is going to help change my entire whole tree game.
Look, this fool has got a palm tree on his hat. What does he know about Christmas trees? Nothing.
It is kind of awkward to celebrate Christmas when it doesn't actually get cold, you know, although it's been colder, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a little bit like, I do miss like the white Christmas snow, you know what I'm saying?
It's not that your fake tree is worthless. It's just that it's worth less.
Hey, man. I'll tell you, the other thing I love about the whole doing the Realtree and having it brought and dropped off and then taken away is that I also don't then have to keep this fake tree year round, because that thing's a pain in the ass to get in and out of the garage. I have to have it up on top in the storage. I got to pull it down in these enormous fucking bags. It's like that's a hazard. You know what I'm saying? It's bad for my back. Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy. You know what I'm saying? And now I've got a
bacchiotomy.
I got to move these big ass Christmas tree. Like, if your tree's in a bag, it's probably not a great tree, right?
Josh is close enough. He looks like he gets a tree. Just have him throw one more on there, and then just have him stick around to bring all the Christmas cheer he's bringing right here.
Josh, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, I am who I am, okay?
Oh, hey.
He brings the Christmas cheer.
Okay.
He's like that elf. He's like the elf that bounced, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not Buddy the elf. He's like the other elf that left, like the disgruntled.
Bernard.
Is that what his name is in a movie? You know, it's another great tradition, man. All the Christmas movies. Do we have a favorite Christmas movie? We should actually save this for our Christmas show. We can do ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, let's go. Move on. We're gonna lose viewers.
Mine is
here.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Is it though? I don't even know that I've ever even seen.
I mean, it's Christmas Vacation all the way for me. I can't.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation is a great one. Yeah, that's it. You can't beat that.
It is pretty much the best. Although Die Hard is legit too. So
Die Hard, not a Christmas movie, dude.
Of course it is.
Thanks.
It's absolutely a Christmas movie. It is.
What are you talking about?
He's wearing.
Let's sit around and watch Bruce Willis for Christmas.
Wait, you don't think Die Hard? Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie.
That's an outrageous comment.
It takes place.
I'm actually offended.
What about Home Alone? Home Alone's
absolutely.
Home Alone is a Christmas.
That's absolutely a Christmas movie. Yeah, yeah. But the Die Hard thing is actually like one of these internet debates, right? About whether or not it's a Christmas movie. And the answer is,
nobody cares. Y'all see that? Y'all see that meme? Y'all see that meme?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're muted, Drew. You're muted, dude. I'm sorry. We can't hear you. That's crazy. So,
did y'all see the meme of Macaulay Culkin? It's a picture of, Trump made a surprise appearance, what do you call it, cameo in Home Alone or Home Alone 2, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And there was like a cameo of him and Macaulay Culkin. And they took that picture of him and Trump and they put it next to the picture of Trump with, what's the corrupt politician that runs Ukraine, what's his name?
Zelensky.
They put a picture of Trump and Zelensky next to each other doing the same exact handshake that Macaulay Culkin was doing. And they're like, oh, look, For all you wonder what happened to Macaulay Culkin in his adult life.
God.
All right. Well, that was good. Good anecdote.
Listen, every opportunity you have to absolutely shit on a world leader who is a corrupt piece of shit.
Oh,
anywhere
no,
in the world, you should do it.
We're not doing it. Come on, man.
I'm talking about being opportunistic. Duty. This is all about domain names. Opportunistic. Right.
Speaking of domains, oh, that's right. We're going to talk domains. Let's get into the domain game, actually, and then let's run through some names that were recently bought and sold by the Sherpas, and let's see if we can't get somebody some swag. What, Drew, what you got? You got a buy or a sell?
Oh, you had to go to me first, didn't you?
You're first in my
Can you go somewhere else?
Surprise! We're doing the domain game again!
We're doing this. I've never done this before. Every time.
Gotcha.
All right. All right, I got one.
Don't tell. Actually, what it is people don't realize in the email that I send, like in advance of the show, I actually say, hey, this week we're not doing the domain game. I do it every week.
Yeah. You can't throw them off.
We're not doing it. That's why.
All right. Let's go with let's go with 18.org, the number 18.org.
Oh, all right. Buy or sell?
This is a buy.
Oh,
this is a buy. We got 18.org. This one I'm actually out on. So this is just Shane and Josh.
Ooh, this is not my strong suit. This is niche. This is niche.
This is very niche.
I'm not.
Hey, you don't see these often.
No, that is true.
This could be the first time ever that I'm embarrassed on this show.
Oh.
Don't embarrass me, guys. All right.
Hey, listen to me. It really never matters. I get embarrassed every day.
Well, I thought you were main. Like, even if you win, you know, the merch is going to be a long time coming. So
could have gone either way.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1. And the survey says, ooh, okay. Josh is at 25,000.
Whoa.
38,000. All right.
Y'all usually make me feel bad about myself. Now I feel good. I bought it for 10. So that puts Josh wins.
Josh with the point. You didn't get embarrassed after all.
But even though you got the point, you should still feel embarrassed.
Somewhat.
Because you were more than double. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're driving, you know, like it's a small infraction until you double the speed limit. Once you double the speed limit, you're going to jail. You're getting your car impounded.
That's a tough. You know I mean, the LL.org market, I mean, is typically like on the lower end, like you're getting paying like 15 ish. So I just, I don't know. I just figured that the NN might be slightly higher than that just because of scarcity.
Well, I think the market is higher. I think I actually
I just think it's funny that Drew is like, yo, you know, thanks for making me feel good by saying that I paid more than I paid. But
I'll make you feel bad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you made me feel good, I'm going to make you feel bad.
They're good. Great combo as well. Great combo, right?
He is the Grinch, though, man. Yeah. He really is. He's the Grinch. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if it was lower, Drew would tell me that 18 is the number of the dragon.
I mean, it's just a great bowl. It's a great number. If it was like 3-4, I probably would have said like 10 grand. But
Walter Payton number?
34. No, you said 44 at the
moment. Yeah, one plus eight is nine. Nine is an integer of three. Makes it a magical number.
Numerology, dog. All right,
it's also just like the universal number for when you become an adult. So
that's it. That's it.
Yeah, and you become an adult, you can anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, the org doesn't go quite well with that, but
adult name. Yeah, that's but .org maybe a little bit, you know, something. All right, well, hey, all good. Congratulations, Josh, with the point. Let's keep it moving. Shane, do you have a buy or a sell? What you got?
I'm gonna do the auction thing. And if you guys, I got a couple. If you didn't pay attention, but we had it on here. So did anybody see what youradhere.com went for? We had it and we talked about it on the show. Do you remember talking about this show?
I remember talking about it, but I don't know what it went for.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I thought you had a nice sale, no? or you don't want to talk.
I sold your logo here. Yeah, for 45.
So. No. Unrelated to this one. I thought I saw you post on Twitter that you on X that you had a sale like last week. Or no? Am I tripping?
I don't think so.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Either way, we can go with your ad here. I like that. I like
the idea of a name. Rock and roll. Let's go.
We talked about it, so it's good to find that adult to it. Yeah. You know, we saw it sitting on a billboard. And the funny thing is, this advertised here is on there. I saw it on a billboard.
All your right. ad here. Your ad here, right?
Where was it? This was on NameJet?
Yeah.
Your ad here.
Oh. All right. Let me know when you guys are ready.
All right.
Three, two, one, flip. Oh, you can't see my. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice spread.
Josh is at 1,411, Drew's at 3,588, and I am at 6,500.
It sold for
$3,049. Oh, Drew. Dang. That's it. All right, cool.
I thought it was a good buy. I was at $3,000 and walked away, and I didn't come and catch the guy that bid me. So,
yeah, I mean, it was a good name. I think it's a great name. You know, I think if you have an ad business, if you go with youradhere.com, I mean, since it's kind of the nomenclature of like, you know, like you said, it's what you see on a lot of those billboards when people are selling that kind of advertising. If that's your business, that's a pretty cool name to have. You know, that feels bigger than, and especially if you're talking about an investment of, you know, $5,000. But what, but as a domain investor, right, what are you trying to sell that for? You know, so
you're not going to get too much, but I think at $25,000-$30,000, you could move that with some outbound. Like that's an outbound name. I don't do a ton of outbound, but that's when you have something, you know, who can use that name and you can reach out to, that's a perfect outbound name.
Yeah, I dig it. All right, cool. Well, Drew gets the point. So Drew's got a point. Josh has a point. Josh is actually due up next for the name. So. On a buy or a sell.
He's had so many sales. He's spending the whole time going through all his sales recently. it.
I like it.
I'll do a buy. I just picked up, just hit my account this morning, Tuki.com. T-U-K-I. Tuki.com.
Tuki.com. Oh, Tuki.com. Tuki. Tuki. All right, let's see. And
it reminds me of the Hawk Tua girl. Where she say, I love you forever, Pookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like
that. Yo, she dropped
Pookie,
it. Yeah,
I love you forever.
She had her a big old rug pull.
I feel bad. I actually feel bad for her. I think like because she's gonna end up.
She got some bad. Yeah, she got some bad advice. She got some scumbag. You know what I mean? So she probably didn't get any of the money. Rug
maybe like a tiny amount.
Yeah. Some dude with FT profile pic was like, yo, I'm gonna hook you up. I'm gonna do da da da. She probably got rugged harder than everybody else.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but people lost a lot of money. You know, are we talking about the name that Josh just bought? He bought Tuki.com. All right, bam.
All right, I got you.
I'm on this, I got this weird thing, so I can't. All right, I'm at 8,500. Shane's at 12,000 and Drew's at 14,000.
Were you really though?
So
I paid $8,000 for it.
Bang. That's right. Boom. All right. So that's what's up. So talk to us about $8,000. I mean, that feels right. That's one of those names that you're gonna go sell for $80,000. But
I'll probably ask more than that. Probably ask 200.
Okay. It's a great brand. I mean, that's just, you know, love four characters. I mean, Drew will go off about his.
Yeah. I pretty much all my four letter CVCVs like that, the pronounceable good ones, I pretty much price them all at 150 to 250 range. And then, you know, if it's got a repeat vowel, then more like 250 to 500.
Now, even the five letter alternating like Grano, those things have skyrocketed lately as far as acquisition cost and selling cost. It's definitely reprice your if you have good ones. If you have four letter and five letter, you need to price those accordingly. They are really hard to get. Josh got a great deal. You're not going to find too many for $8,000. CBC.
Yeah, they're really, really cool brands. I mean, they are. I mean, from a branding perspective, they're so popular. So
yeah. 4-letter and 5-letter pronounceable non-open vessel, like open vessel words are killer. I always thought that 10 years ago, 12 years ago when I was buying them, and finally people are seeing that, like, you're not going to get Gemini, so maybe you go with something else in the dock. So, yeah.
No, I love it. Well, nice job, Josh. Good job on a
buy. Nice one. Nice buy. Right, that's a great buy at $8,000.
So here's where we're at. We are in final round, final Sherpa. Drew, myself, and Josh each have a point. Shane, why don't you pull another name out of your bag you're eliminated. Billy, throw an X on him. Do something
there,
like,
was one that sold if you don't cheat either. If you're in on it, I got more. Livelihood.com sold.
I was in it, but I don't know what it ended at. I was in it like, and then it went more than I wanted to pay, and I walked away like 2-3 days ago.
So what were you in?
Let's do a different one.
Give us at least we know.
Okay, how about Red Castle? Were you guys paying attention to that one?
I was not.
Only in like day one, I didn't follow it after that.
Okay,
this is BS.
I actually wanted to bid on Red Castle, and then I saw, I think you were the high bidder, and then I was like, I'm gonna let Shane take it.
Yeah, I was.
I don't know why. I have no idea what it sold for.
How about Cyber Sky? Anybody do that one? Cyber Sky.
No.
I think Red Castle is a better word, though, for people to understand the value of two.
Are we good? Let's do Red Castle.
Yeah, let's do Red Castle. Right. I think it has more value.
All right. So this was a sale on NameJet.
Yeah.
Is it NameJet? Yeah.
Yeah, because we had it on our list. That's another one we had on our list. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love doubling back on these because it gives people a sense of, like, you know, and if we
actually, what was the last price you saw it at, Drew?
Red Castle? I honestly don't even know. This was what was this, last week? Time last week? Yeah, I don't remember. I have literally zero idea.
All right.
They always run at the end. They do run.
Red Castle. Okay.
All right.
I'm not flipping till JT.
JT has nothing.
40, 450.
Ooh, look at that spread.
Oh, so wow. It's tight.
44.50. Josh is at $5,001 and Drew is $5,888.
Josh got sandwiched.
$5,000 even.
No. Oh, Josh.
No.
Oh, dude. I was about to do 4,999. That would have been classic. 5,001. That would have been crazy. We would have had to go to Josh and I would then be going to some kind of a final round. All right. Congratulations, Josh. More swag on the way. Very excited.
Oh, wait. Yes. Yeah. I'm getting so much swag.
Josh only has to go down the street and, you know what I mean? Show up with
I'm like, yo, dude, we actually
go down the street with a Louisville. Like, you'll get some swag.
I told him anytime. Just come on down, man. You know? Pickleball courts ready to rock and roll. Actually, my brother-in-law, Berto, was playing pickleball with a couple guys the other night out at Nocatee. And but they mentioned you. Like, somebody mentioned your name. Like, you're like, Josh is like the legend at the local court.
Famous.
And like, everybody's like, oh, wait, you know Josh? He's like legit the dude. Yeah, and you know, because it was Berto. And you ever play with Blake Bortles, dude, who was a quarterback for the Jags for a while?
Yeah, I've seen him.
About Blake Bortles, yeah.
Yeah, Blake Bortles is in town. So, because he's from, you know, he's from Jacksonville. Well, he's like a Jacksonville pseudo hero, you know. I mean, they made it to they lost in the semis, right, in the AFC championship game to the Patriots the year the Patriots then lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That was his best run, but he was an NFL quarterback for 10 years, right? And super cool dude. And so he's around the area. So he was playing with that group that Berto was playing with, and they Josh's name came up, and they're like, oh, yeah, Josh.
You're telling me a legendary NFL quarterback mentioned Josh's name? Oh, my
God. Not sure who mentioned it specifically. I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I've heard the story I'm third-handing it now, you know, but but yeah, he was in the conversation where they were hyping up Josh. You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, you know Josh. Oh, yeah, Josh. And Burrow's like, oh, that's my guy. You know, we went to dinner like one time. my brother-in-law, who also played in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? He played for the Miami Dolphins for a few years. He played for the Titans. He was a wide receiver. I mean, he still looks
a bunch of pro athletes talking to a pro athlete about a pro athlete.
Exactly right. And they're all talking about Josh.
He's the like, pro pickleball.
Well, Umberto's like, yo, you want to come play sometime? I'm like, nope. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have Josh tell everybody he's me, if maybe that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
hey, I guess hey, Billy, like, put up the career earnings of everybody on the screen. All the, but Josh, turn yours in and put them all up on the screen. Career pro earnings of everybody.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know,
probably got those guys rushed.
They play until like 11 o'clock at night or something. I guess that's like a thing out there. So anyway, but yeah, all good, all good. All right, well, cool. Well, congratulations. Not only is he a winner on the pickleball court, but he's a winner of the domain game. Congratulations. And that's awesome.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everybody for playing. And for those of you following at home, let's keep it moving. We're going to get into NameJet. Going to Jet. We got a list of domains that are up for auction on NameJet. We're going to talk about what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Go to the blog post on DomainSherpa.com. You can pull an Excel spreadsheet that's got the names that we're going to talk about, along with a bunch of different stats. So hopefully that helps. But none of this is financial advice. And, you know, we're just talking like we talk. So, all right, well, let's go ahead. And Shane, you are, Drew went first on the domain game. So why don't you pull the list and tell me what you think? And, I had to pull this one kind of quick cause I'm traveling. Yeah. So, but,
well, at first I didn't like him, but then I started going through a little deeper. I like Olco just because kind of what we talked about before doesn't really mean anything, but that OLCO, four letter, pronounceable company at the end. I think those are exactly the kind of four letters I want to own. And I'm asking six figures for, at least I'm shooting for six figures.
Okay. That's one that you, in the same sort of vein of like a Tukey or whatever, you'd be looking to spend maybe somewhere in the 5-8 range. Flipping,
yeah, plus. And I think you have to now. You could have gotten those. I mean, we could talk about that all day. Could have, would have, but those are the kind of names that have really increased in value in the auctions. Are these short, pronounceable, open vessel names? So that's those are kind of want to have my portfolio in big numbers.
Well, the idea of the open vessel, man. You know what I'm saying?
Open vessel,
plenty of opportunity. I mean,
we talk about on the shows and in the spaces about having the number of companies that have that name that want the name, and that's very valuable info as well. But the other side of the model is having a nice short name for something new. So yeah, that's the other side. If you get both those sides covered, you're going to win the domain game. So
you're going to win the real domain game of life. Yeah, that's what I was going to say too.
I like predictions.org. I think Polymarket with the election really came alive. People making their own bets, making their own predictions and letting you gamble on it. Org is not ideal, but I still think it works and you can still get it. And everybody loves to predict. Like that's been for thousands of years, people predicting different things. So I like that one. I think there'll be some value there because it's got the .org discount, as I call it. There's a super discount on the .net. That's what I joke on my blog is the .net discount. You get a huge like 90% coupon code for a keyword using really .net.
Is. Yeah, that's a good thing, especially in light of all the shopping, Black Friday, Christmas, all that kind of stuff. You get the deep discount on the .net, you know, put in.
You get a 90% off coupon code every time you buy a .net. So. Yeah. And then I'll just do one more. I do like True Coffee. I think the word true is a, just a good brand. It's been used forever. A funny bit of history. True.com was owned by my partner at DSAD when he had a dating site named True. And then they sold it to True Car, which then hired a guy that killed a guy that was the United Health.
Dude, wow, you really went full circle, man. That's crazy. I was so funny. You say True and then True Car, And then, yeah, and then I saw that the guy that they just arrested, Luigi's Mansion, you know,
worked for TrueCar.
Luigi Mangione or whatever his name is.
You never thought I could get
Mangione,
from
Mangione.
Never thought I could get from Luigi Mangione all the way to a recent assassination.
Murder. All the way to murder. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Well, hey, all roads lead to domains. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's exactly. And I just got there. So
that was a really, yeah, that's a crazy, you know, well, and I said, so here's the thing. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the, you know, I was making this point and then I saw they actually had actual articles and think pieces about it. But it's like, look at the state of the U.S. healthcare system where you have a guy murdered in the street. By all accounts, seems like a normal dude murdered. And people are legit celebrating it. You know, they're like, hey, you know, he's a CEO of a healthcare company. They deny claims left and right. You know, that's part of the game, right? That we are now in the healthcare system, which is, you know, the health insurance companies and insurance companies in general are going to try to deny your claim so that they don't have to pay it out even after you paid all these premiums. Based, you know, they'll ride technicalities. They'll lean on anything they can to literally not have to pay the money because that's the way their business operates, that the less that they pay out in claims and whatnot, the more profit they have, the higher their share prices, the happier their stockholders, you know, and the cost of care is through the fucking roof. People are bankrupt, getting not only bankrupt through getting sick, but then also legit dying because they're not getting the care they need because it's not being covered by insurance companies. So this guy gets murdered, shot in the back in the fucking street in broad daylight, and people are legit happy about it. And I think that is... just shows how messed up and fucked up the system is. And that to me is super sad. And, you know, but anyway, so well, not to go on that
positive, it can bring some light to some changes that need to,
I think it has to. And the answer can't be, oh, well, we've got to protect CEOs better. You know what I'm saying? It's like the answer can't be more security for insurance company CEOs.
But unfortunately, that's going to be the answer, right? Because, you know, again, it's a dichotomy. There's the populace. Unfortunately, if there was a single piece of advice that I could give to the American public in particular, but really it applies to pretty much all Western governments, your government hates you. They hate you. They want you sick, and then they want you dead. If you do not understand that, things are going to come to you. That's what it is. And so they aren't going to wake up and go, oh, we went too far and let's fix it. No, they're going to say, oh, CEO of, you know, sensitive companies like healthcare and insurance and blah, blah, blah. They all got to be protected. Oh, God forbid that, you know, the CEO of Pfizer responsible for murdering millions of people wouldn't have, we should give him 100 people protecting him. Now, violence is never the answer, almost never, but it literally that, you know, there's no but here, right? It's violence is never the answer, and not but, but and we need to understand why this happened, and then we have to address it appropriately. And unfortunately, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think that it's going to escalate. And I think that this is, you know, this is going to embolden a lot of other people. I'll tell you what, prediction right now, they pardon Fauci. Somebody's gunning that dude down in the street. They start pardoning people left and right. That, you know, this idea of a preemptive pardon, the preemptive pardon, that doesn't exist. It's not in the freaking Constitution. Preemptive pardon. We're going to pardon people who didn't do anything. Now these people are innocent. Nancy Pelosi, she's never done insider trading. She's just the best stock picker in the world. She went into the wrong career. Just get your shit together. Stop being criminals. And if you want to be criminals, please leave the government. You know what I mean? Like, here, don't let the door hit you in the ass. But like, stop. Just stop. It's all too much. If there's anything that we should have learned from this election, it was all too much. Just stop. Get the fuck out of the way. Go away. You know what I mean? Like, because if you don't, it's too much when you keep pushing people down and saying you're wrong and we're right and we're taking your money and you have no rights and, you know, we don't care about your grandma. This is what happens. People explode. They don't have an outlet because they've been censored, because they've been told they can't sue, because they've been told That doesn't matter. You are irrelevant. The CEO of this company is more important than you. The rights of this company are more important than the rights of the individuals. When you keep telling people that, they lose hope. And the moment people lose hope, they are willing to do anything to try and restore it or to try and create their perspective of justice, their vision of justice. The final straw in the hierarchy of justice is vigilante justice. And that's what you get when the state and its institutions become too elitist and suppress the population and suppress the voters and suppress the citizens and, you know, rely too much on propaganda control. This is what you get. And so while I think it's disgusting, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. That's not shocking to me at all. These guys were, what do you call it? Canceling names? Like more than double the industry standard? That's crazy. Like, yeah. Obviously, you're just doing that for profits and you're a corporation. That's what you should do. But certain corporations have certain further obligations than just the capitalism obligations to their shareholders because they represent the public trust and because they are protected by government regulations and that, and in often cases, subsidies. And that means that they have to be held to a higher standard. And so, no, it's not okay to just sacrifice your customers' interest for the sake of profits. And look, I'm capitalist number one, but this shit went too far in food, too far in healthcare, too far in health insurance, too far in pharmaceuticals, too far in government itself, too far in the agencies. It all went too far and the party's over. And if people don't figure that out, I can tell you, I've been predicting this for over a year. There's going to be wild amounts of vigilante justice. And I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think, unfortunately, it's going to embolden a lot of people. But if the government and its entities don't do something to say, we hear you, we see you, you're right. And hopefully that's what we might get with this administration. If the deep state and the trolls and the absolute disgusting human beings like Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, all these skeletons of human beings, if they don't get the fuck out of the way, there's going to be more of this. You don't have to be a genius. It's in the cards.
Well, yeah. And so last point to tie this up and keep it moving on domains, because we're going over, this is the name Jet segment of the show. But I think that you touched on a piece of it, which is, you know, when you think about serving your customers, right? I mean, they say, look, that's like such a core tenet of business in general. And like, you know, at its core, that they stopped doing that, right? I mean, they were saying, hey, we're going to make every dollar in profit that we can. We don't really care about our customer satisfaction. And in this case, that's going to go as far as to deny important insurance claims that are going to lead to some people like literally dying. So it's like, it's a fucked up slippery slope. But let's not get...
The problem is, no, but the, you know, we're going to tie this back to domains, okay? Maybe controversially, but if you think about it, I think what the problem is actually they forgot who their customer is, right? And so the customers are the people who pay their premiums, but they don't think about it that way. And so they look at their customers as, you know, the healthcare facilities, the doctors, the pharmaceutical companies. And it's unfortunate. And, ignoring the violence aspect of this topic and just looking at it from a, hey, you clearly aren't listening to your customers. Hey, you clearly don't have your customers' best interest. It's like GoDaddy might take a play, you know, book out of the playbook here. It's like, yo, y'all ain't listening to your customers. Y'all ain't listening to what your customers need. Y'all ain't listening to nothing. And so, you know, what's going to happen? Well, eventually your customer's going to walk away. As soon as somebody builds something that there's some, you know, as soon as there's a place to walk to, they're going to walk away. Plain and simple.
This is like being home. I don't know if you know this. My wife runs a 20,000 person healthcare company. She's in charge of it. So I hear that every day. I know everything about it. All the scams. To make it even worse, locally, our hospitals own the insurance company as well. How can that even be? How can that even be legal?
It can't. Yeah. There's way too much conflict of interest in
this
space.
There's
no checks and balances.
It's
so crazy.
Yeah. It should all be. We need to just scrape it to the ground and start over.
No.
Unfortunately, that is the key. And that it's a big mess. Hopefully some folks can get in there and make some changes.
But
True Coffee led to all this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move on.
So that was it. So you know what, Josh, why don't you jump on the list now? Because Shane took us down that road. Thanks, Shane. Nice job.
And he was gone.
It is crazy though, man. It is crazy.
It's wild. It's just
all right.
Absolutely. Front and center.
Josh, what do you like? What don't you like? What names can you tie to some current events that are going to take us?
Yeah, exactly. There? Can you get us there?
Yeah, what can you do, Josh?
not that keen on this list, to be honest.
He's like, I'm not even gonna cross the minefield.
Doesn't excite me. Not like True Coffee. Olco is a good name, like Shane said. And then other than that, I probably wouldn't even bother bidding on any of the others. I would put them all in my portfolio, all of them, but they'll probably all go like too high relative to what I think their respective values are at retail.
Okay.
Just not a huge fan. I think if I had to pick another couple, I would pick truesight.com.
Another true. Let's go.
Well, I think that's a good name. I think a lot of people will want to like creme brulee, but it's just not it from like a branding perspective. Okay. It's a little bit too like hard to spell, I would say.
Sure. And how do you use that as a brand, right? Are you actually, it's not even like it's an ingredient. It's a finished, this very specific sort of dessert kind of thing. So it's like, and
it's a hard to spell.
I do enjoy creme brulee
as well.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like chocolatecake.com. Yeah. Cool.
Banana pudding,
that,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe even banana pudding, but we've seen names like that. They don't sell very well, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I'm not that fond of
Right. Well, we've only got about 15 more minutes, not even. So, Drew, what about you? And then we can get some final thoughts along with maybe a prediction of 2024. And
all right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not super hot on this list either. I do kind of like creme brulee at the right price. I've had a lot of success with some of these French one words. Croissant, I sold really well, and I didn't think anybody would ever be able to spell that. I sold cappuccino. I guess that's Italian. Another one is most people can't spell. So, I creme brulee, it's kind of like creme de la creme, Even Kanye gives a little shout out to creme brulee, one of his songs. So, creme brulee and fish filet, something like that. Anyways, I like predictions.org is really the only name I'd really like in the list, but I'd probably take creme brulee too, at like under $2,000,
okay.
500.
All right.
Predictions is a banger.
Yeah, predictions.com, olco.com. I do like TrueSight. I think that's a really good one. That sounds like an existing brand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so. It sounds like it's probably, I said Red Dot.
Oh, you're thinking
some
of it
like metrics, some sort of like metrics-based company.
Drew's thinking of it like targets and scopes, you know what I'm saying? He's
I'm thinking like Luigi Mangione.
That's not even okay. I'm gonna keep
Luigi.
It. All right, so that's the name you're gonna jet.
Mangione.
Luigi's Mansion.
Mangione.
Crazy times. Be careful out there. And speaking of
if you ain't killing people's grandmas, probably okay.
probably all right. You know what I'm saying? Not taking out your grievances via violence and statewide manhunts and all that craziness. All right, but we are getting close to the end of the show. We're getting close to the end of the year. Let's do a quick round robin just on some parting thoughts.
By the way, there's more to that story, huh? For sure.
Well, and that's
that dude, I mean, when you watch that video and you see how ice cold that dude was, nobody's that ice cold the first time they kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? So either this dude is a lot more to him, or it wasn't him, or there's just a lot more to the story. Like, I don't know, dude was... MK Ultra or something, because there's definitely
not to carry this on,
story.
But yeah, the guy is sitting in McDonald's with the entire briefcase worth of evidence on him. He's got his ID. He's got the gun. He's got a manifesto.
Manifesto in his thing. He's got a literally, and he's got
everything.
And, you know, and everything's in a Faraday bag, and like it's just a little too.
He's
you know,
literally, so got, and he's got a thing saying he's done it. I mean.
Yeah.
And he's one of the smartest people in his class.
The guy's a genius. He's literally like a genius. He's like designing sophisticated silicon chips one day, and then the next thing he's like an ice cold killer, and he walks around with a briefcase full of evidence. He's still got the silencer on him.
And he goes to and has a McRib a couple of miles away.
Yeah, let me go get a McRib with my suppressor.
I mean, Vic ribs are pretty good. I'm thinking about getting one later, but I'm not bringing all my baggage with me.
Yeah, especially not just suppressor.
My recent assassination.
Yeah, so it'll...
Like, I don't know, man. The whole thing is so...
This is what I love about just the world and life is it is a crazy world out there. There's crazy things to talk about. What occupies our brain tomorrow, we'll have something else at the top to discuss, and it just... I don't know. I mean, I don't think, again, I don't want anybody to be killed to entertain me, but at the same time, there is always something to be entertained. Like, if you can't find something to be entertained in this world right now, you are in a box and you got personal issues. Because
well,
so
I think
much
you also gotta, you know, be willing to be entertained. I mean, life is crazy. It's tough out here. You know what I mean? You almost have to find where you can, because it's like, it's gallows humor at times, and it's just... Some things it's how, you know.
I was telling my daughter that today. I was like, man, you got to, you know, when you get out of this college situation, you get in the world, you got to surround yourself with people that entertain you and people that are helpful. And if they're not either one of those, get rid of them. Like,
entertaining and supportive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like us where it's both, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look at our group. Yeah. If I call Josh Brand to help
it all,
me,
baby.
I guarantee in 3 months he'd be there.
All right, let's throw some predictions out there.
Yeah, let's do it, because we're down to the last like 5 minutes here. Drew, what do you think? So Bitcoin is taking a big old Bitcoin bit shit today. You know what I'm saying? So
what? How big?
So it's
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Look at that. Sub 95 right now, you know what I'm saying? So we have
big old bird. 94.
Ethereum is the big one.
Ethereum's dead. Ethereum's done. Look at a 5-year chart of Ethereum, and then try to tell me that Ethereum is going to make a comeback. Like,
so let's keep this. This is the thing. We could either, again, we can have our holiday show.
Right, so look, so I'll throw out a couple of ideas. So, I think, do we want to stay positive?
I think just tell like it is, man, how you see it. Like, what
right. I think we've got a major black swan event coming on the horizon, probably immediately post, Trump coming to office. I think that it'll pretty much repeat 2020. You know what I mean? Like, or 2021, whatever that was. Big old black swan event, rebound, money print to goes burr. And massive amount of liquidity. We've got the largest amount of debt in human history rolling over next year, primarily in the United States, but also the EU, also China, also Japan. We've got a lot of debt that needs to be rolled, and they can't do it at high interest rates. They're going to have to take interest rates down one way or another. I think they're going to use something artificial to get that done. Call that a pandemic, call it World War III, whatever it's going to be. But they're going to need to create a reason to get interest rates, because the world cannot roll its debt. And then when that happens, you know, there's going to be a lot of liquidity that's going to come in. And I think that's going to drive, you know, this, the tail end of this Bitcoin and crypto cycle and bull market. And that's going to drive a heck of a lot of domain sales. We saw it already in this last quarter. This Q4 2024 has been phenomenal. And I think that, you know, with the exception of probably a divot we're going to take in the form of some kind of black swan event, we'll probably run right over it. And because of liquidity and because of dropping rates, and, you know, you'll probably see a blow off top in the stock market. You'll probably see a blow off top in the crypto and Bitcoin market. And all of that is going to drive a lot of domain sales in 2025. I am very, very bullish on domain sales 2025, pretty much across the board, I think. Yeah. So anyways, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
All right.
I'll leave it with that.
All right, Shane, what about you, man? What are your quick thoughts as far as going into the new year, closing out 2024? Entering into 2025, what are your expectations are into this new?
Yeah, from an investment standpoint, non-domains, I think Amazon runs the world. Like, I'm just looking every day. I look at, they've got new chips out that are being NVIDIA. They're buying their own energy. They want to put up freaking nuclear plants. Like, they're the best shipping company in the world. They move faster than any of the shippers out there. I look at them as a company, and I think I've never seen anybody vertically integrate and do the best at every single vertical integration there is. It's just an incredible. So I have anti-diversified a lot of my portfolio to have Amazon. That's just a company that I just can't get over how smart they are. And in even like 2 quarters ago, that stock got blasted because they stopped buying NVIDIA chips. And they go, oh, they're not investing in AI. Bullshit. They were building their own chips. Fuck that. They're not buying chips from somebody else. They'll make them themselves. So they don't like the shipping? We'll do the shipping ourselves. Energy, can't have it? We'll build the energy ourselves. Like, that's what vertical integration looks like in this world. So there, I'm going there. I think this crypto money is going to diversify as well. I think people will be taking profits. And I think a lot of the crypto people are going to start looking more at diversified assets, and domain names will be part of it. I think companies will flourish and they will look to continue to buy domain names. I think I would 100% want exposure to domain names, no matter what kind of investor I'm in right now. And us domain investors should kill it. Like, everybody sitting here, everybody who's listened to Sherpa over the last 2 years should be in a position to monetize everything they've listened to over the last couple of years, because 25 will be good, just like 24 has been good for most of us. All you have to do is let them know you have the domain names. That's the key to them. You got to let people know that you're selling domain names. So I'm super bullish on it. I'm super happy with how things are going. Yeah, there could be blow-off tops. Yes, there could be black swans. But as an investor that just keeps on investing, I'll take the highs and the lows. I just keep at it. I'm probably too old to be doing that at 55, but fuck it. My dick's going to be healthy for 30 more years too, like that guy.
All right. So, cool, man. Yeah, I dig all that.
Super positive about it. Yeah.
No, I think we should create a new meme, change Brian Johnson to Brian's Johnson.
Yeah, Brian's Johnson. That's
Brian's solid. Johnson. All right. So that's where we are. That's where we are today. All right, Josh, what about you, dog? What you looking forward to? What do you see in 2025? What's really good?
Yeah, well, I agree with Shane about Amazon for sure. But I also think memes run the world just as much as Amazon does. And there's a lot of money that's kind of flooding into the market right now, Bitcoin going up. And I think that means that 2025 is kind of going to be like version two of what we saw in 2021, 2022. Won't be exactly the same. Like, before, it was like everyone was discovering NFTs and it was all these like 10,000 PFP type things, but pretty sure there's going to be a new version of that. I don't know where it's going to exactly come from, but it will have relevance to the world of memes. There'll be a collector's aspect again. You'll start to see art on like digital art prices go up. Probably going to have like ordinals are probably going to make a comeback. So I don't think I'm going to participate in that because the tax is just like way too complicated and it's kind of stressful. But when that kind of stuff is happening, the domain world is also just as crazy. So I too am expecting a pretty big year for domain sales. I would be very, very surprised if I didn't have a better year than probably the past two. So.
All right. Well, good. So you're bullish on 2025. I mean, we got DNX in the works, so we've got some exciting stuff that's coming there. I mean, we won't
put
too much time kind of talking our own book, but I know we're excited about what we've got that, you know, coming into the new year.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Christmas period is a little bit janky, lots of moving parts and people getting sick and whatnot, but very close.
Can we just talk about that word for 1 second? What's the correct word? Is it jangy, janky, Django? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I like the word, but I hear people use a lot of different forms of it. They're all trying to say the same thing. Like, what's the correct version?
Janky. Yeah.
Janky? Janky?
J-A-N-K-Y. Janky.
That's what I think.
J-A-K-N-K-Y?
Yeah.
Janky. Okay. I would have said janky, like J-E-N-K-Y. But
no,
okay.
It's a southern term. I mean, we've said it down south for 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think you're in Florida. That's kind of south.
Yeah, but I don't exactly.
Yeah, I think it is, according to the internet, it is J-A-N-K-Y of poor quality. And, you know, I also think of janky, like jerky, like sort of inconsistent. You know, I think that's partially kind of how I see it, like this machine that's just not really running particularly efficiently. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of use it interchangeably with like Fugazi. You know, like it's just janky. It's just like
that's not a southern term.
Yeah. Fugazi.
Anyway, all right. Well, I'm glad we clarified that. So yeah, so all right. Well, so the general thought is, you know, bullish with the side of chaos, right? I mean, that's kind of
What else do you want in life? Bullish with a side of chaos. Let's go.
You know?
That's the name of the show, Bullish with a Side of Chaos.
Bullish with a Side of Chaos, because that's what...
Drew and I say it all the time. Volatility is where all the money is made.
That's it.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot. I mean, during that 2021-2022 period, there was insane amounts of volatility. Like, I think people forget...
That's because we didn't know if the world was going to end.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
you want fear in the streets. You want exuberance and you want fear, because you can make money on both of those.
And I think we're going to get a lot of both. You know, it just seems to be kind of where we are, you know, and everybody is also so rapid, the rapid reaction in relation to everything, right? So everybody wants immediate gratification. Instant gratification. And it's like, so this chase of and dopamine combined with, you know, obviously trying to make that money, trying to like just deal with how the crazy things are going to be that we're dealing with. So it's an interesting.
And you know, no matter what happens, they're still going to be out in their garden. Thank the Lord.
And they'll still be on the internet on their domain. So I think it's continue to plant those.
Listen, there'll be more people gardening. Gonna be more there, you know. They were trying
homegarden.com, dude. Homegarden.com, right here.
Listen, how much you want for that?
Deal's getting done.
Because listen, these communist fools were gonna shut down gardening. I forget which one it was. One of these fools in the Senate was like, "We need to stop this home gardening business. This is just terrible. It's polluting the world." Well, you know, the literally, what, this is real. They were like, people with this home gardening and growing their own food, this is destroying the world. I literally see that shit, and it's like, that's what causes vigilante violence. Because when I hear that stuff, it breaks my brain. And if you don't have a healthy brain, you're going to do some wild ass shit when you hear stuff like that. Like, come on, let's go. A little bit more reality, you know, a little less of this janky idea bullshit. Look at you. You know what I mean? Like, we had enough of you, you old witch.
Josh looks like he's got a ransom video about to.
Yeah, but Josh is getting further and further.
Josh, hold up a newspaper with the date
Yeah.
He's also like, he's trying to get out. Like, he's literally like getting closer and closer to the door.
His car is back, warming up right now.
Josh, blink twice if you're under duress.
Yeah, you okay, dog? You all right? Hey, all right. Well, look, we definitely covered a ton of ground today. Obviously, the politics is a little bit wild, but the world is wild. So, but we've got Christmas coming. We're in the middle of this holiday season. You know, not everybody has it going great. Obviously, this is a perfect example. Talking about some of the things going on, I always like to try to kick a message out to everybody. Just, you know, keep a lookout on, you know, your friends, your neighbors, your family. You know, make that call. Check in on those folks. If you need some help, don't be afraid to make that call. And, you know, you've got more help and more support than you probably realize, that things are not as bad as you think they are, just like things are probably not as good as certain people think they are, right? But we will continue to ride the bullish train because, like everybody said, volatility creates opportunity. We are entering into wild times, but keep your head on a swivel because it is wild out there. All right. But with that, I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. Drew, Shane, Josh, as always, you guys are the best. Shout out to the other Sherpas. We've got a couple cool shows coming up through the end of this year, and then we're going to be into 2025. So it'll be wild, exciting times ahead. Thank you very much to the audience, for you guys for tuning in. Hopefully we kept you here through the end. If not, you know, hey, I'm not sure where you ducked out, but it's all good, to each his own. But we appreciate you. Without you, there is
it would be good. Can we see where they duck out? Like, if we see like a bunch of people ducking out at a certain point in the show, maybe we could be like, oh, they don't like us talking about
visual view of, you know, people leaving the theater, you know what I'm saying? Like the new Joker movie. But anyway, look, without you, there is no us. To the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please holler at us if you need us. We're not hard to find. Otherwise, we will see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Peace.